In the world of children's television, there are married salt shakers, underwater cities, and supercars, and now there is Booba.
Booba!
The five Boobas, Humba, Jingba, Jumba, Zumba, and Zing Zing Zingba, are part Cupid doll, part space alien, and when they dance, they make these noises that, well, let's just say they appeal to a child's sense of humor. The show premieres on PBS stations on Monday. It's already a hit in England. And none of that is a surprise because its creator is the same woman who brought us the Teletubbies. Ann Wood says her new program is designed for slightly older children, 3 to 5 year olds, and its goal is to get them off the couch.
Because if you're looking at 4 year olds, what you notice is that they're furiously animated the whole time. I mean, they can't simply walk down the block. You know, they have to hop and skip and wave and jump about. And so we decided that this show that we were making would be a show for movers. And the influence was entirely the joy that children take in movement and making characters that could just be atoms of energy and light and could powerfully move around.
You know, when children watch television, often they head in the other direction. Television has a sort of catatonic effect on them. They sort of slide into that stupor and sort of stare slack-jawed at the television.
Well,
you're sort of inviting them to get up off the couch.
Yeah, and so far, with all the children that we've shown the program to, it always has that effect. You know, they are extremely infectious, these characters. But I don't think it's television so much that has that effect. It's what's on it.
Humba!
I'd like to ask you about some of the specific elements of the program. The colors and the sort of out of focus, the lighting and the kind of world that you create, particularly in that opening sequence where the Boobas burst out of what look to be kind of fuzzy pods that they sleep in, and then they go back into them at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Why is it that you decided to sort of create this kind of trippy-dippy psychedelic world for these creatures?
I love it. Everybody in the States, do you know, everybody who talks to me from the States always says trippy. It's a very interesting point of view. Basically, what these are scientific atoms of light. So that the metaphor is that they're in a ball, which is actually the equivalent to charging up your mobile phone or charging up your toy or charging up something, which children, it's a concept children are very familiar with. And once they're released by the power of children shouting, you know, the word Booba, then away they go. And what they do is they fly and they make a trajectory. And what we've learned is that the trajectories that children follow are all part of their developing thinking. So what it's about is creating patterns, following trajectories, spinning round and round, which is one of the first trajectories that they get very interested in, and creating symmetry, spatial awareness, and all of this engages children in an imaginative flow where they can make connections.
With the growth of cable television, particularly here in the United States, there's been a real explosion in children's programming. It's sort of grown exponentially now, the choices, with several channels now devoted full-time to children's program, educational programming, and also these sort of high-concept cartoons. What is your view of the state of children's programming right now?
Well, there's a great deal of it. It worries me a little bit insofar as the commercially driven channels, you know, who want to fill the airtime but for very little money, will tend to drive children's programming in one particular direction, i.e., you know, the one that produces the most revenue in one form or another. But that can happen, you know. I think eventually it'll settle down. I mean, this is, as you say, this has been an explosion of channels, and it's got to go through this transitional phase before we see what emerges.
Well, you know, children's programming has become a huge profit center, not just because of the number of children who are actually watching the programs, but also because there's been all of these spin-off products that you can purchase, from backpacks to PJs to, you know, toys, and not just during the holidays. And I'm wondering if this concerns you. We certainly have seen a lot of Teletubbies products, and I imagine that we'll probably see a lot of Booba products now.
Yeah.
Does all this have a sort of perverse effect on children's programming, even educational children's programming?
I don't think it does, provided these things are done with integrity, so that if you're going to have Teletubbies pajamas, you know, they really are the best you can find and that kind of thing.
But you know that parents will view this with a certain cynicism. Okay, here comes another program. That means that my kids are going to be asking me for yet another backpack. And does the world really need another set of key fobs out there with?
Well, I think if that's your reason for doing programs, it is sad, and I'd be cynical. But it isn't the program makers who brought this about. It's the whole broadcasting culture that's brought this about. And I agree that there is bound to be cynicism around it. Of course there is. But equally, what there is an expectation as well from a great many people that this will happen. It's become part of the culture, I'm afraid.
Anne, thank you so much for talking to us.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Anne Wood is the creator of Teletubbies. Her new show, Booba, premieres on PBS stations on Monday.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.